The song that Sister Manny sang kind of goes with this tonight, about the living water, about the one that we go to, the help. And what we want to do is, if you will, just turn to Matthew chapter 15. Matthew chapter 15. We want to read a few verses here. We're going to start reading in verse 21 and go down to verse 28. Matthew chapter 15, starting in verse 21. Then Jesus went thence and departed into the coasts of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a woman of Canaan came out of the same coasts and cried unto him, saying, Have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with the devil. But he answered her not a word. And his disciples came and besought him, saying, Send her away, for she crieth after us. But he answered and said, I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Then came she and worshipped him, saying, Lord, help me. But he answered and said, It is not meet to take the children's bread and to cast it to the dogs. And she said, Truth, Lord, yet the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from the master's table. Then Jesus answered and said unto her, O woman, great is thy faith. Be it unto thee even as thou wilt. And her daughter was made whole from that very hour. Let's go to the Lord in a word of prayer as we begin. Our Lord, Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day given to us, Lord. And thank you for the blessings of our lives. And thank you for the opportunity you've given to us to be here again tonight, Lord. And we thank you for this week and the blessings that it's been. The word that we've heard just went out, Lord, that you would just help us to not forget so quickly of your word, Lord. And just keep it in us, put it in our heart, and put it in our mind, Lord. And have it be a part of us, Lord. And just use your word this week to mold and make us what you want us to be. And Lord, just help us to not say that it's over when this meeting ends, Lord. But yet the revival in our hearts can continue. Lord, just help us to continue to worship you, even when we go to our separate places tonight, Lord. Just kindly and bless there. And those things. Be with those here tonight that are lost, Lord, that you'd save them before it's eternally too late. Help them to come unto you, Lord, to see that there's no help except for you. There's no hope except for you. Lord, we're just kindly blessed there. And help us be a witness to them as they ought to be. I ask again that you be with this word as it goes out tonight to use it the way you see fit. In Jesus' name, pray and ask these things. Amen. Look here and we see that I've read this story many times. I read it a lot, read over it, and until you really stop and look at something, there's a lot you miss. There's a whole lot that you miss. And when you look here, as I was studying this and looking at it, there's a picture of salvation here, right here in this. And verse 21 says, Then Jesus went thence and departed into the coast of Tyre and Sidon. The first thing that we see is Jesus went to where He was available. He went to where the woman could get to Him. Just as with the lost here tonight, Christ has made Himself available. He's here. He's at arm's length for you. He has came to a place that He can be sought and reached by you. Verse 22, we see here it says, And behold, a woman of Canaan came out of the same coast and cried unto him, saying, Have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with the devil. What we see here is something that is just miraculous. I read this and I've read over this, and it doesn't mean a whole lot until you look at what's happening. There's a woman that's a Gentile out of the land of Canaan that's going to a Jew. Those two don't mix. They don't. And you say, well, wow, she came to a Jew. But we don't understand the what's really going on here. I don't. I say we don't. Maybe you do, and I don't get it yet. But I know that for her to leave, it's not just that she came to Christ. But she's leaving the Gentiles and going to a Jew. Just as, and you look at this, as the Jews look at it and Gentiles look at it, they have nothing in common. Nothing at all in common. Just as if you're here tonight and you're lost, you have nothing in common with Christ. Nothing. The Jews are over here in their religion, in their beliefs, in their thoughts, in their ways of doing everything is over here. The Gentiles are way over here. They're completely separate, opposites of the spectrum, just as with the lost and Christ. Christ, on this hand, He accepts only absolute perfection. In Christ, there is absolute righteousness. There is absolute purity in Christ. And that's what He accepts. That's what God accepts. But Christ is all that. Absolute righteousness, absolute purity. Over here we have the lost. On the other side of the spectrum, what do you have? Absolute depravity. Absolute unrighteousness. Filled with iniquity and sin. You see the picture of what it's showing is that the woman from Canaan is like the lost one. She has a daughter that is grievously vexed with the devil. It's not just that she's sick. It's not just that she's vexed with the devil, but she's grievously vexed with the devil. And in my mind, I can see her trying everything to heal her daughter, trying everything to get help to cast the devil out of her daughter. Everything. You know how we are. If we have a sickness, I've had this cold going on now for a long time, and people say, "Hey, if you do this, I'm going to try anything." You know, just as this woman with her daughter that's grievously vexed with the devil, she would try anything. Nothing has worked. Nothing. Right. Just as if you're here today and you're lost and you want to be saved. I remember being there and I would try anything. If you told me your testimony, I prayed this, this, and this and I was saved, guess what I was going to pray? I was going to pray that exact prayer, trying to be saved, but it's not the prayer. It's not the prayer that saved me. It's not the prayer that saved you. It's Jesus Christ that saved you. Just as this woman is trying everything to heal her daughter, nothing works. And then she hears, "Hey, you know what? Just as you here tonight that are lost, you've tried everything, but I want to tell you tonight, Jesus Christ can heal you. Jesus Christ is the answer. Are you to a place that you're ready?" Maybe in the beginning, when this woman was trying to get help, maybe someone told her, "Hey, you know, there's a Jew over there that can heal your daughter." It's Jew. Maybe, I don't know. Whenever I was first approached with the gospel, I wasn't really lost enough. I wasn't really bad enough. After all, I'd been in church my whole life. I was raised in church. My dad was the pastor. If anybody's got it in, it's got to be me. He's the pastor. But that didn't work. And this woman, she finds out that there's no help nowhere. Nowhere. So she turns to the one that can't help. It's not just that she thinks, "I wonder if that one can help." I was lost until I came to the Lord and believed that He could help. Believed that He would help. She came to the Lord. She came to Him. It says, "Behold, a woman of Canaan came out of the same coast." She came out of where she was to Christ and cried unto Him, saying, "Have mercy on me." She knows she doesn't deserve help. She's coming to one, to a Jew. Look at this. She's a Gentile is coming to a Jew, and she knows how Jews feel about her. But yet, she's coming. She's coming to Christ. She knows they're on opposite ends of the spectrum, and yet she comes. "So behold, a woman of Canaan came out of the same coast and cried unto Him, saying, 'Have mercy on me, O Lord, thou Son of David.'" Not only did she hear, she knows a little bit about Him. She knows He's the Lord. And it's not just here that it's... You know, this Lord here is Master. This Lord here is Savior. He's the one. He's the only one that can help. She's crying unto Him, Lord, Thou Son of David. Whenever I was lost, and I prayed for salvation, I knew the story of Christ. I knew the story. Just as you sitting here today, I look out there and I know some of you that are lost. You've been in church. You know the story of Christ. You know. But when I prayed to the Lord, there was two things that I didn't really believe. And I'll just be honest with you. Number one, I didn't believe I was bad enough to need salvation. And number two, I wasn't real sure about this whole thing of Christ dying on the cross thing. I knew the story, but I didn't believe it in my heart. I believed it up here, but not down here. This woman, when she comes to Christ, and she says, O Lord, Thou Son of David, she knows who He is. She's not coming to Him just believing that, man, I really hope this works. She knows it's going to work. She knows He's the one that can. She knows that He can. She's just praying and hoping He will. The day I was saved, there was two things I come to believe that day. Number one, I was lost. I was lost as lost can be. And number two, there was only one place to go. And that was to Christ. He was the only one that could help me. I truly believe that day that He died on the cross for me. Just as this woman truly believes He has come to these coasts and made Himself available for her daughter to be healed. And she tells Him the problem. Says, have mercy on me, O Lord, Thou Son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with the devil. I like verse 23. But He answered her not a word. I remember praying and asking the Lord to save me. Praying and praying and praying and praying. No answer. Nothing. I remember praying and thinking, okay, well, maybe I didn't cry hard enough. Maybe I didn't have enough feelings go. Try anything. Try anything. Christ didn't answer her a word. So what did she do? Huh? No help here. I'm going to go home. No. What did she do? Christ did not answer her a word. Now look, we have a sight here of what she did. And the last part of this verse says, and His disciples came and besought Him, saying, send her away, for she crieth after us. She comes up and she comes to Christ and says, have mercy on me, Lord, Thou Son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with the devil. And He just doesn't do nothing. Well, He ain't going to answer me. I'm going to the disciples. Someone's going to listen to me. Someone is going to help me. She needs help. And this is the only place to go for help. And she's bothering the disciples enough. They can't get her to leave. She won't leave. I called my boss one day a couple years ago and told him I need manpower. He said, okay, no problem. I'll get somebody out there. I figured I was going to be getting somebody. A couple days went by. Nobody showed up. I called him back and said, hey, where's my help at? He's like, well, you didn't call me again. Other guys were calling me more, so you know, squeaky wheel gets the grease. He's like, okay, that's fine. The next day, I called him every hour. I had help the next day. Persistence. Don't quit. If you're here today and you're lost and you want to be saved, never stop asking.
Amen.
You keep going to the Lord. You keep praying to Him. Keep seeking Him. He promises us, ask and ye shall find. Seek and ye shall find. Ask. I can't even quote it now. But you ask and it'll be given to you. Knock and it shall be opened. ask, seek, and knock. Seek Him. That's what this woman is doing. She is, if He's not going to listen, I'll go to someone around Him. Somebody is going to hear my plea. He saith, for she crieth after us, get rid of her. And Christ looks at them and says, but He answered and said, I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. I'm not even going to talk to her. I'm not sent here to talk to her. I'm sent here for the lost sheep of Israel. She's a Gentile. I'm not sent for her. How many of us would have turned and walked away at something like that? I mean, for Him to say, and it seems as though it was in her hearing because of what she did. In verse 25, after hearing this, I am not sent but to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Basically, He said, I'm not going to do anything for her. Nothing. She's despicable. No, nothing for her. I'm not sent for her. Verse 25, then came she and worshipped Him, saying, Lord, help me. He says, no. She comes to Him, and this word worship here is one that comes, and she is in bowed to the earth, and she's worshiping Him. And one that like kisses His feet. She's there worshiping Him. And all she can say is, Lord, help me. I need help. I know You're a Jew and I'm a Gentile, but I need help and nobody can help me but You. I remember when I was lost, I'd get so frustrated praying and asking the Lord to save me and get nothing. I get frustrated. Lord, please, just save me. No, I remember. You're here to save. You remember? Remember that? And being lost and praying and begging. Nothing. That's where this woman's at here. She's begging. She's pleading. And she comes and she bows down and she worships Him. She doesn't give a big long speech of why she needs help. She just says, Lord, help me. And the Lord looked at her. In my mind, that's what happened. He looked at her, but He answered and said, it is not meet to take the children's bread and to cast it to the dogs. He tells her again, what I've got is not for you. It's not meet. It's not appropriate to take what I've came and throw it to the dogs. How many of us would pick our pride up and leave? We've been insulted, been hurt. But the Lord says, or she says, and she said, truth, Lord. Truth. It's not meet to give me anything. It's not meet to help me. I don't deserve it. Yea, Lord, truth, Lord. Yet the dogs eat the crumbs which fall from the master's table. Lord, You're right. I don't deserve to be here. I don't deserve Your help. I don't deserve Your mercy or Your sympathy or anything from You. I don't deserve grace. I deserve nothing. But yet, Lord, the dogs, they could eat the crumbs from the master's table. I don't want a whole lot, Lord. I just want a crumb. In reading this one time, that crumb part didn't really dawn on me too much until I was making toast. You know, and you put bread in the toaster, it pops up, take it and you put butter on it. So, everybody's done that, right? Put butter on toast, you know. And then you eat the toast. Tastes pretty good, right? You don't miss what landed on your plate as you buttered that toast. Those crumbs that fall off that toast. That's what she's saying. Lord, that's all I want. That's all I want is the crumbs. She confesses to Him she's not worthy. Verse 28. Then Jesus answered and said unto her, O woman, great is thy faith. Be it unto thee even as thou wilt. And her daughter was made whole from the very hour. It was not her praying that saved her. It was her trusting in Him. Just as if you're here today and you're lost, it's not going to be the prayer that's going to save you. It's not going to be the walking down the church aisle. It's not going to be the shaking the pastor's hand. None of those things. What it's going to be is trusting Jesus Christ. Amen. Jesus Christ is the one that's going to save you. He's the only one. Just as here, the only help this woman could get to help her daughter was Jesus Christ. The only one. And she was not going to leave without having help. You may be sitting there and saying, you know, I know this woman came and she was a Gentile. You know, I'm not really that bad. I live a pretty good life. I come to church. And here you see me at church. I've been here. I don't cuss and swear. I don't listen and tell dirty jokes. I don't do the things the world does. Matter of fact, my friends think I'm pretty good. And compared to a lot of people I know, I am good. The reason why I'm saying that is that's some things I used to say. Keep your place here in Matthew. Turn, if you will, to Psalms 14. Psalms chapter 14. I'm going to read verses 2 and 3. Psalms 14, verses 2 and 3. It says, the Lord looked down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there were any that did understand and seek God. Now, if you're actually right in what you're saying, this next verse would read differently than it does. Verse 3 says, they are all gone aside. They are all together become filthy. There is none that doeth good, no, not one. When the Lord looked down from heaven to see, and He looked down from heaven upon the children of men, upon the people, to see if there were any, not just right here when He looked down, but when He looked down at every man, woman, and child that was ever going to live on the face of this earth. That's what He looked down to see if there was any that did understand and seek God. And you know what He saw? Now, to remind you, when He looked down and saw everyone, He saw you. And what He saw is they are all gone aside. They are all together become filthy. There is none that doeth good. Now, I'm going to read that last part here in just a minute. You may be thinking, now, at work, it's really something. Tell the guys, you have to wear your hard hats all the time. Even in the building? Yes, even in the building. You have to wear your hard hats all the time. What if I'm working up there and there's no roof on and nobody working above me? Do I still have to wear my hard hat? Yes, you have to wear your hard hat. You have to wear safety glasses. Well, when I go outside, it's bright. Well, okay. So I got them dual safety glasses. Dark on top, light on bottom. Now they don't have an excuse. Wear your safety glasses. You know, all kinds of things. The Lord knows us, right? He knows it. He says, look, you can't walk on the carpet. We just shampooed it. How about if I come around that way? We just shampooed the carpet. You can't walk on it. What if I come around this way? No. The carpet. All the carpet. Stay off of it. We always got to ask questions, try and find a way around things. So the Lord says, there is none that doeth good. Just to make sure we understand, no, not one. That means you. Not even you. No, not one. That doeth good. Look in Romans chapter 3, verse 23. Romans chapter 3. Romans chapter 3 and verse 23. You might say, well, I mean, I know no one, but, you know, I'm not that bad, really. It says here in Romans chapter 3, verse 23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. You know what that means? Just exactly what it says. For all have sinned. How many have sinned? Well, all of them. Everybody. You know, it happens a lot of times. Tell people, hey, at the end of work today, I want everybody back in the break room today. I want to talk to everybody. Okay, do I have to come? Everybody. Everyone. Yes, everyone. Here. Who is he saying here? For all have sinned. You think that really means everybody? Yeah, it means everybody. All have sinned. Everyone. For all have sinned. And what happened when they sinned? They have come short of the glory of God. That means we are unacceptable in the sight of God. On our own. We are not acceptable. We are impure. We are depraved. Full of it. Not just a little bit. Full of it. And the Lord says, no, I can't accept that. Because our Heavenly Father only accepts absolute perfection. Back in Matthew chapter 15, this woman, when Christ told her in verse 24, I told the disciples, I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. What did she do again? In verse 25 it says, then came she and worshipped Him, saying, Lord, help me. You have to do the same thing here tonight. You need to come. Not to me. Not to your parents. I'm not saying you can't go to your parents. You can't go to your grandparents, someone here that you want to talk to. That's fine. They're not going to be able to save you. All we can do is point you to the one you need to go to. You need to go to Jesus Christ. Look in Matthew chapter 11. Matthew chapter 11 and verse 28. He says here, come. And Christ is doing a speaking here. He says, Matthew 11, 28, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. If you want rest from your burden you're carrying, I remember that burden. I remember that. Being weighted down, and everywhere you go, there it is. You can't get away from it because there I am. And I'm the one that's lost. It's not the things around me, it's me. I can't get away from it. I remember that burden. Christ says, you come unto me. Don't go to your praying. Don't go to your church going. You can't even go to your church membership. He says, come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Look, if you will, in John chapter 6 and verse 37. John chapter 6 and verse 37. You may say, I'm afraid to come to the Lord. You don't know what things I've done. I haven't been in church my whole life. Look here. John chapter 6 verse 37. Christ is doing a speaking here and He says, all that the Father giveth me shall come to me. Now look at this. And him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. You come to Christ, here's a promise that you can hold. You come to Him and He says, you come to me, I will not cast you out. I will not. Look here in Matthew. In Matthew 15, at this woman. Very quickly, scan from 21 down to verse 28. and tell me where Christ told this woman to leave. He didn't. He never did. All he done was said, I'm not going to help her. I'm not going to do it. He never once told her to leave. Just as if you come to Christ, He will not cast you out. Show me in the Bible where someone came to Christ for help and believed on Him, and He told them to leave. Even the rich young ruler that came to Christ, Christ never told him to leave. He went away sorrowful. He left on his own. You will not find in the Bible where Christ told someone to leave. You come to Him and He will not cast you out. In verse 27, when Christ tells her in verse 26, it is not meet to take the children's bread and to cast it to the dogs. She says, and she said, truth, Lord, yet the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from their master's table. What is she doing here? Look, in Romans chapter 10, and we'll see what she's doing. What she's doing is biblical. Romans chapter 10, Romans 10, verse 9, starting in verse 9. Romans chapter 10, starting in verse 9. Says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised Him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the Scripture saith, whosoever believeth on Him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between a Jew and a Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon Him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. What is this woman doing there in Matthew 15? She's confessing with the mouth. Truth, Lord. I am one of the dogs. But can I just have the crumbs? Please? She's not wanting. She knows. Just as when I came to Christ and I believed on Him, I always wondered when I was lost. People told me that there's enough for everyone. How could that be? How? I don't understand how that could be. Everything runs out. Everything. As far as I could understand, everything ran out sometime. But when I trusted in the Lord, I knew I didn't deserve it, but also knew He could. It was there if He was willing. She here is not just confessing, but she here in verse 27 is the last plea of putting herself in His hands. Even the dogs, truth, Lord, yea, but even the dogs eat of the crumbs that fall from the master's table. What she's saying here is, Lord, do with me what You will, but if You send me away, I'm going to believe You could have healed my daughter. I'm going to believe in You leaving. I'm going to believe. When you come to the Lord, if you come to the Lord with doubt, you're not going to be saved. You come to the Lord believing, trusting in Him. The reason why I say that is I remember praying prayers, wondering, does this really work? I remember. And I wasn't saved. But that day that I prayed to the Lord, there was no place for me to go. I was like this woman here from Canaan. I've tried everything else. There's no hope anywhere else. If I was going to be saved, it was going to be by Him. If I was going to hell, He might as well send me right now. I don't want to put it off and dread it my whole life. He's the only hope that you have here tonight. He's it. You come to Him believing and trusting on the Lord Jesus Christ, and He will not cast you away. He will save you if you believe in Him. So believe in Him tonight. People told me it was easy. I beg to differ when I was lost. It seemed hard to me. You know, once I was saved, I couldn't believe how easy it was to just give up on me and trust in Him. That was my problem. I wouldn't give up on me. You here tonight, if you're lost, give up on you. There's no good in you. There's nothing you can hold on to. There's nothing in you worth holding on to. When you come to that place and see yourself as Christ sees you, accept Him then. Pray this will be a blessing to you. Amen.